We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here is where I come down. It's funny that Eric kind of went the direction that he did with our little chatter there at the top of the hour. It is impossible for me, as a person that has seen stadium kind of grifts get perpetrated on people since the dawn of time, it feels like. It's impossible for me to look at this Montreal-Tampa proposal for the sort of cool novelty aspect for fans, right? Like, wow, you'd have a two-city team here. This would be interesting. It would be mostly unprecedented in modern sports. You've heard that 76ers and splitting time in Philly and Pittsburgh thing. It's hard for me to invest in that part of the story because everything about this feels so nakedly like a ploy by Major League Baseball to get money to have one of these areas build a stadium. The Tampa St. Pete Clearwater area, which is where I gotta believe they desperately would want to keep this team full time if they could. Or Montreal to be used as whatever, a pawn in this game. Here's the other thing, too. It boils down to greed. Let's be honest here. I know that we say all the time, and I'm somebody that sort of spearheads this effort, that attendance doesn't matter because television ratings are what brings in all the money. Regional sports networks having the right, like it's Sun Sports, I guess, down in Tampa that has the rights to the Rays, I would presume at least. And we know that that's what brings in the money. But baseball has gotten embarrassed enough by how few people are going to see one of the league's best teams down there right now. And they're greedy enough wanting that to squeeze every extra little dollar out of this that they can, that they've put this out there. The Jeff Passan story is interesting because his second paragraph says this: while the plan is in its nascent stages, the Rays have embraced the two-city solution as the most feasible to saving baseball in the Tampa Bay area after years of failed attempts to build a new stadium in the region, sources said. Under the plan, the Rays would play in new stadiums in both the Tampa Bay area and Montreal. The number of home games each city would receive has not been determined. So again, you heard that new stadiums thing in Eric Hagman's back and forth with me from him. Rob Manfred's greenlighted this. It is... Think about the kind of conceit necessary or the hubris necessary to say, we can't get Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. We can't push through a new stadium there. So we're going to push through two of them, one there and one in Montreal, and we're going to rely on the weather cooperating. That's what this actually boils down to is, here, you don't have to build a stadium with a roof. Think of the money you'll save. It's still going to get handed back onto people in Florida and people in Montreal in this case. I would have no problem with this if there was somehow an ownership split, like the team had like some sort of controlling interest for the Montreal side and from the Tampa side. And hey, you build two 25 to 30,000 seat stadiums and have people be rabid there for baseball, okay. But have them foot the bill, not the people who actually are taxpayers, okay. Instead, it's going to be, here, we try to leave you holding the bag as always. You pay for a stadium. It won't be as expensive because we don't want you to put a roof on it. It'll still cost you several hundred million dollars. Oh, and by the way, we don't even know how many games are going to let you have in that stadium. Does that sound like a good deal for anybody but Major League Baseball and the owner of the Rays? It doesn't to me. It sounds like a crappy deal. So, like, 15-year-old Chris, which is 19 years ago, that doesn't feel good to say. 15-year-old Chris would say, cool, baseball in two cities, this rocks. 34-year-old jaded, cynical Chris says, this is just sticking it to a city in Tampa where logistically it's a nightmare to get to one of the crappiest ballparks and major, really, crappiest facilities outside of Oakland in major professional sports. The Trop is a joke. And it's sticking it to the people in Montreal. Oh, we took your team because we wanted to bring back the memory of the Washington Senators. So we're taking your team that you are rabidly in love with. Admittedly, you play it in a cavern. No one wants to show up for it. We're taking the beloved Expos, and we're giving them to Washington again so that they can get a stadium built, because they'll get a stadium built, and the politicians will grease the skids. That's what this is. That's all it is at the end of the day. It is impossible to look at it and say Major League Baseball is just trying to do anything but producing money from a rock. Here, we'll squeeze hard enough, and just dollars will appear. It's a very common riff on a typical sort of sporting grift. It's a unique, I shouldn't say it's a common riff, it's a unique little riff on the typical grift for stadiums, but that's all it is. That having been said, it got me to thinking, as we know the 76ers played some games here, 1 year when they had a horrible team, 1 year when they had a pretty damn good one. It got me to thinking about the one sport that Pittsburgh doesn't have in the Major Four, the NBA, beloved NBA. We've already got a facility here that can host basketball just dandy, thank you. How about, here's a modest proposal. How about we get a team that plays in a city that maybe loves basketball, but maybe just doesn't pack them in, maybe just doesn't have kind of the population base you would want to get 40 sellouts or 41 sellouts in a year, and throw 20 of those home games at Pittsburgh, huh? 20 of those home games for, I don't know, turn them into the Memphisburg Grizzlies. The Pittslana Hawks. Give me 20 games a year of the NBA here. It'll be just enough for people. Everyone tells me, oh, I hate the NBA. No, when Pitt basketball is good, people watch. And if Ja Morant, or say the Pelicans got moved here half the year, if there was like a star attraction here, people would care. It'd be like a little bowl of porridge, just the right amount. Not too much NBA that people are going to sit here freaking out about how much they hate it. And then you get your little taste. And nobody has to build a new facility, which is why it won't actually happen, because the only reason this is happening is for new stadium stuff. I put up a poll question, by the way, at Chris Muller PGH. Perhaps producer Jermichael Finley, former NFL tight end, producer now of the show, will retweet this from the 93.7 The Fan Twitter account. You can follow us at that 93.7 The Fan Twitter feed, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations, North Huntington and the North Hills. Please vote in this Twitter poll. And do not come at me with the, where's the don't care about the NBA option. If you could have an NBA team, the most likely team to play here part-time, Grizzlies, Hawks, Hornets, Thunder, I want your vote. The Grizzlies should be the correct answer because they have Ja Morant and he's going to be more fun than Zion Williamson in the NBA. Just saying. It's pretty astounding, by the way, when you sit and think about it, that this whole situation with Montreal and Tampa isn't just being like nakedly discussed for what it is. People are writing the headline, and maybe in the story you get the whole part about the two stadiums. It should just flat out say, Major League Baseball, desperate for stadium money, for new stadium, you know, excitement and money, proposes holding two cities hostage. But they don't actually write headlines like that because no one wants to acknowledge that that's what's going on. It really is a nakedly greedy situation here, and the only losers are the fans, which should show you the kind of like contempt that baseball really has for the fans that actually are supposed to pay ticket prices, for the fans that are supposed to be the ones giving all that civic pride. They don't care. Can you fund our stadium, please? Thank you. That's what it is in a nutshell. And always will be, by the way. I laughed about that little NBA idea here because it just gets people so fired up. The idea of the NBA being in Pittsburgh, it would never happen here because all of these arenas in the NBA are relatively new, so there's no reason to hold people hostage for it. Coming up, we have our sports betting hour, gambling hour here at 4 o'clock. We are going to get good bet, bad bet. I have at 4:45 my picks, my best bets. And the thing about my best bets is they are ill-researched, they are almost always based on me being biased against or for a particular team. They are it's the old gut basically talking here. And I just say, yeah, them. We're going to go NFL total wins, over-unders, futures here at 445. And I am going to give you the most poorly researched imaginable set of advice. Like, I'm flat out saying it, that this is just crap advice because I have no inclination to do that much research. So we're going to do that. I also have coming up next for you. We always laugh in this business. We always talk about everyone gives us a hard time. You guys are just in it for hot takes. All you guys do is drum up these hot takes, and you try to get people fired up, right? We also make a lot of predictions in this business. And there is a fan personality who might have made, and I mean this. I'm not, like, saying this to – I have it right in front of me here. I printed it out. It was so insane when I saw it. Or it, not so insane. It seemed so out there. A fan personality has, I think, taken the lead for the spiciest prediction slash take of 2019. It's what, June 20th? We've already got, I think, a leader in the clubhouse here for spiciest prediction. So coming up next here, I'm going to tell you who made this prediction. I'm going to tell you what that prediction was. And I'm going to, there's part of it that's actually reasonable, but it's a two-parter. I'm going to try to wrap my brain around how part two of this two-part prediction could actually come to pass. That's coming up next. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. A fan personality with one of the most out there on a true limb predictions that I've seen in quite a while.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.